Okay, Internet. Okay. We're out here. It's time to make something happen. Like this.
I am energy. I am vibration. I am earthless. I am changeless. I am deathless. I am infinite. I am eternal. I am divine. I am source. I am spirit. I am creation. I am creator. I am that I am.
Version of this classic.
Oh, yeah.
okay. You can listen to this. We're listening to this. This is okay. Shit band covers shit song. Everybody fucking wins. Sings. Do it.
Pull the shades.
Do it.
Lock the door.
Do it.
Drag your feet.
Do it.
Cross the floor.
Do it.
Memories hang in the hall. Pull them down off the wall.
Just picturing Kiefer Sutherland drunk.
She is gone.
Lying under a horse singing this song. This is the clone that performed this one, right? This isn't. Was this Avril before she passed away, or was this the replacement clone? Why the fuck would you cover this song? This song sucks shit. What happens when you spend too much time around the fucking dick from Nickelback? I'm fucking, why the fuck does that fucking exist? Unlicensed 311 homebrew. You need modified firmware to listen to this 311. Steal second? What are we doing?
I got a hat, it's a big straw hat. Put it on my head and give it a tap. Then I spin around and clap. Then I spin around my hat. Without a hat, you'd have a cold head, unprotected from the weather. I wear a hat, a cloth one, and sometimes even leather. Without a hat,
yeah, this guy in his cool leather hat.
Unprotected from the sun, I wear a hat because of three words. It's real fun. I got a hat, it's a tall top hat. Put it on my head and give it a tap.
Then F-C-C. I spin around
and clap. Then I spin around my hat. I got a hat, it's a captain's hat. Put it on my head and give it a tap. Then I spin around. Around my hat.
Yeah! Hat,
you'd have a cold head, unprotected from the weather. I wear a hat, a cloth one, and sometimes even leather.
I doubt this guy's bragging about his leather hat, but you never see it.
Unprotected from the sun. I wear a hat because of three words.
Fuck ass now.
I got a hat, it's a party hat. Put it on my head and give it a tap. Then I spin around and clap.
Is it a leather party hat for a leather party?
My hat. I got a hat, it's a painter's hat. Put it on my head and give it a tap. Then I spin around and clap. Then I spin around my hat. Without a hat, you'd have a cold head, unprotected from the weather.
Say what? Say what?
A hat, a cloth one, and sometimes even leather.
Sing that shit.
Without a hat, you'd have a head, unprotected from the sun. I wear a hat because of three words. It's real fun. I got a hat, a safari hat. Put it on my head.
Do you think he makes love to hats? I don't know what I would call what he does to hats making love, but in a technical sense, I suppose so.
I got a hat. It's a Western hat. Put it on my head and give it
a tap. It's a Western hat. You mean like a cowboy hat? No. It's a Western hat.
Without a hat, you'd have a cool head, unprotected from the weather. I wear a hat, a cloth one. And sometimes even leather. Without a hat, you'd have a head, unprotected from the sun. I wear a hat because of three words.
It's not me, us. Oh shit!
I got a hat. I got a lot of hats. I like to wear them. It feels so good.
I don't believe him that he likes to wear them. This motherfucker knows how to wear a hat. some Rob Zombie. Yeah! During this part, I think. Said it about most songs,
remember
though.
Remember that time that all those people died and everybody was unhappy about it? This is like that.
Nom 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 nom.
Stopping. Why are we stopping? What are you doing? What? These lights are still green. The song is pretty well structured when it comes to turning it into a ska song. It's just, yep, works pretty well. Like, it just sounds like a natural fit. If this was just the original version of this song, you wouldn't be like, this is weird. What? You'd be like, yeah, no. Y'all like ska? Well, get the fuck out. You want to enter the ska code, just get controller number 2 and then just push up, 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 up. That's all I got. That's my, you guys like skomedy? This is dumb. Also, all these drums sound like they fell out of a fucking early 90s Capcom arcade game. Like, that cymbal crash just sounds like fucking Street Fighter 2 or fucking Magic Sword or just like that era. Maybe it's because it got slowed down and muffled or whatever. That's the 60s for you. What are you gonna do? That's vaporwave for you. What are you gonna do? Yeah. Oh, cool. I want to buy. I shouldn't buy it. It's too much money, and I won't get any use out of it because I never get any use out of these. But I want. I kind of want to get a. It's the new Korg. It's is it the Wave State? What it's called? Wave something. It's like $700 or something. It's not out yet. But Yuzo Koshiro had one and did some stuff with it and posted it to Twitter, and then that had me go look for a bunch of demos and what other stuff it sounded like, or what other stuff it could do. Right, yeah, so it's the Wave State, yeah. So it's not, it's like the follow-up to the Wave Station, or like something that is meant to pay homage to the Wave Station. So yeah, maybe this is just the Wave Station. And it just sounds fucking sick. And I'm like, man, I want one of those. But like, I would never even properly learn how to use it. I'd never make any good sounds to come out of it. It would just be another disappointment on my fucking bad adventure of occasional synth hardware. Yeah, maybe a VST would be the way to go. Maybe that would be easier to justify. Because I actually use those. I'm just not big into MIDI out, MIDI in, and MIDI, like, I'm not big on this MIDI. I'm waiting for a follow-up to, like, a MIDI 2.0. That I might be excited about. But yeah, the Waves, okay, is it out now? Like, I looked a couple days ago, and it was all pre-order links and stuff like that. But they showed it off at NAMM. Fuck this. Oh, here we go. Yeah, this is what we've been looking for. You did a cover of a parody, you fucking dumb motherfuckers.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize...
Also, it sucks shit. You suck shit.
You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Cool, and I've been working and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish dying, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699.
Nailing it. Nailing it. A fucking prime performance right here. Masterwork. God damn it. God damn it, music. What's wrong with you?
Thank you. It seems when I'm thinking about my life and all that goes with it, there is an infinite number of questions I'm always asking and or wondering about.
Same here.
But when I'm horseback,
yeah,
I bow my head and say thanks.
To the horse?
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! DJ Drummer!
Chat in my mind, I need help. I sit back in the crying and inhale. Bitch, I'm back on my grind, you can't tell. When I hit the split, only time we face L.
Okay, I stepped in this bitch like I stepped in some shit. Right, left, left, hot dip, skip, jit dip, shit, the split lit, I'm lifted. I'm finna hit the zip lick.
Nope. Man, Run the Jewels is okay. I don't... Like, people got so into Run the Jewels. Why? It's fine, but like... And how come... Why is there such a significant percentage of people who don't give a fuck about hip-hop, but like Run the Jewels? They're good, they're very good. They're both, like, yes, incredibly talented, but I just... I just never latched on to any of that stuff. They're no Lover Boy, that's for sure.
To create your own video product.
Okay, great.
The
fucking
guide
finally.
To making your own video product.
Okay, what the fuck do I do? Do I need a
Introduction.
Camera?
Today, people are looking for something that they can actually respond to in place of the usual ebooks and special reports being provided across the internet.
Oh yeah, fuck all those ebooks
now,
and special reports.
More than ever, there is a challenge for the internet marketer to come up with a novel way to entice people into buying a particular product or service. Certainly, the product which seems to be able to do this is the video product.
Video product, okay.
Video is becoming one of the biggest marketing tools around today.
Wow.
In this e-course, we will look at what you need and how you go about making your own video product for the internet.
Shit, man.
There are many reasons as to why the video product is now starting to surpass the written word, and below are just a number of reasons. 1. You will find that people respond better to what they can see and hear rather than what they can just read. 2. People are more stimulated when they watch something that they will enjoy.
I'm trying to stimulate people.
3. It is a great way of conveying information more clearly and demonstrating the product more effective using a video rather than with the written word.
All right, this is a real doll.
4.
Here's how it works.
Using this method, you are able to present the information in a clearer and certainly more often than not in a concise manner. And 5.
Short videos.
These
okay, got
often
it.
Viewed as being more professional than their counterparts, such as ebooks.
Ebooks.
In fact, for many
people, I love
people
that that's
today,
his comparison point.
The video product is easily the better option compared to the more conventional options available. But there is one problem that
you
most internet
making
marketers
and
seem
start
to
making
face
videos.
When using this medium,
okay.
In that it seems to be a complicated process to actually create one. However, as long as you have the right knowledge on how to proceed, then this should not be the case. In fact, creating a video product should be as easy as making a cake. But first of all,
well, I can't make a fucking cake.
Take a look at the steps that
I made one once, but like,
in order for you to produce,
you handed me stuff and said make a cake, I'd be like, ah, shit. Product.
One, select a subject. It is making best cakes. That you choose one which you are already familiar with.
Ah, fuck. Okay.
Two, select a particular aspect of the subject that you want to discuss in your video. Remember, it must be both engaging and helpful to all future customers.
Got it.
Three, prepare an outline on how you will discuss this part of the subject. Four, carry out any research you need in order to make sure that you have everything at hand. Five, if you are producing a video on a subject that involves a certain niche, then get yourself a digital camcorder in order to record the appropriate material.
What?
You can then decide whether you want to add audio during real time,
audio, all right,
when actually filming, or during the editing process. Six, if your video involves online affairs, then you need to get yourself a screen capture program. You can download one from many sites, such as Camtasia.com. This allows you to capture your computer screen movements in AVI format.
AVI, plus, I'll write that down.
It allows you to record the audio in real time, or you may prepare a different audio file by using Windows Sound Recorder and then synchronizing the two formats later on. 7. You will now need to edit the product using a video editing software program, which we will look at in more detail later on in this e-course.
Okay.
There are certainly plenty of these software programs available for sale, but Windows XP comes with a Movie Maker program already.
Oof.
8.
All right, set.
Should you be choosing to offer this product as a download to your customers, you will need to convert the file into a WMV format in order to compress its size. 9. However, if you decide to physically deliver this video product to your customers, you will need to burn it onto a CD or DVD and then prepare to ship them.
Burn it? What?
And 10.
Once
all the above stages have been completed, your video product is now ready to be marketed.
All right.
In
great
fact,
let's go to the college.
As you can see from the above,
find some girls.
There
let's get
is
this going.
Nothing really complicated about producing your own video product. To be honest, anyone could do it if they only tried. There are plenty
yes
of applications around that will help you to achieve your goal of making a good quality video product for the internet. If you want, you could do the following.
Okay.
1. You could add a video component to your sales page in order to increase your response rate.
Like a sales page on my ebook, or what?
You could offer your customers downloadable video lessons, which will result in a boost in their confidence of your abilities and knowledge on the subject.
I do like that.
And 3, you could demonstrate what needs to be done with a particular software product that you are offering by producing a series of videos which can be included as part of the package you are offering to your customers. As you can see, the possibilities of using video products are endless, and the examples shown above are just a few of the great ways for using video products. So if you want to be seen in a more favorable light in the online marketing fields, then consider creating your own video products as soon as
you
can.
I mean, if your tools work so well, how come this isn't a video then, Mr. Fucking Man? Huh? Smart face? No. Yeah, here we go. This is what we've been waiting for. Quality music.
Around because she loves me so, at least I know for sure. But does she really wanna? But can't stand to see me walk out the door.
Yeah.
I can't stand to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now. I that we're sticking to together, cause we don't know how. Hey,
hey, oh, fuck you. Five theme song.
I see a red door. I want it painted black.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah! You motherfuckers like the devil? Some of this.
Yo, what do we have here? The cumship.xxx, C-U-M, S-H-I-P.xxx, docking up to the cockship.xxx, loaded with pledge boys and frat jocks, stripped naked, huge herd cocks, hard as rocks. Yo, pledge boys, gonna be fucked and fucked and fucked and fucked and fucked and fucked. Yo, Yale and Harvard, UCLA, University of Texas, Alabama, Ohio, Cambridge, Oxford. Pledge boys, strip naked, huge hair,
yeah,
cocks,
this,
hurt
this
rocks,
is from
frat jocks.
What level of Halo 2 is this?
Fuck those boys.
Never made it as a wise man.
Yeah.
Couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing.
Now you're talking.
Tired of living like a blind man. Sick of sight without the sense of feeling. This is how you remind me.
Maybe I should go back to the other song.
Wrong, just as long as you know that someday I will, someday.
but not right now. I know you're wondering when. You're
the only one who knows that I've been wrong, I've been down, but to the bottom of every bottle, these four words in my head scream. Look at this photograph.
Yeah, take it home.
Every time I do it makes me laugh.
You motherfuckers.
How did our eyes get so red? And what the heck is on Joey's end? This is where I grew up.
Who are they?
Well, it's a simple story. It ain't an easy one to believe. But then the truth ain't.
I like this album. This is a good album. I was at a specific point in my life when this album came out. I listened to it kind of a bunch, and I don't listen to it anymore. But
get on the internet, perfect for bomb making. Pussy needs some fertilizer. It's the shit for construction of a bomb. Also the main ingredient. Some ammonium nitrate, preferably lightweight. Rent the rider short. Think about the impact it might make. Mix them all together and your work could be seen for 16 miles. But I think it out of some mention TV. The American media greedier than the average meat eater. The CD of the plan, the more they're gonna love it, man. Undercover, never use a credit or a check, just cash, cause they will try to track you after the blast, man. After this bomb goes off, as long as you made it correct, we gonna inject the America stepped out of with a little dose of disrespect. A fuck you to the US for every soul that God has a blessed. There's a bomb in your city, in your town, cut down from the blue in a minute now. Put your pound, yell at the info and the know-how, follow the plan close so you don't go down. There's a bomb in your city, in your town. A federal institution, that's a student's just fine. But how to get in? Good question. Always follow the plan close, don't go and guess it. Security codes, nobody knows. So when the janitor's about to leave, squeeze one in his dome. See, you about to kill now quick, grab his clothes. We're almost there. Yeah, inside with the bomb, I know just where to place it. In the basement, adjacent to maintenance. Facing towards the wall, so when the motherfucker blows, the whole foundation will fall in. Oh yeah, don't forget to wipe down everything you touch, cause one fingerprint is one fingerprint too much, and detectives will try to find clues or signs that'll point the finger towards the culprits and leave nothing behind. Hide out in the bathroom when the AM rocks and walk out like nothing happened, unnoticed and untouched. This is gonna work, it's a promise you can count on. This is revenge for anyone who's been pounded on. I'm in your city, in your town. Whatever was part of the original blueprint, do it. Stick to the original plan. Don't stray from it. There's no clues. We left the FBI. Got a whodunit.
It was 9:30 a.m. when the bomb exploded. Many lives were lost. The media noticed.
Jesus, I wish I could say nobody felt the thing, but so many were trapped inside the building, still breathing. Don't think about that now. Calm down. Don't panic. What the fuck did you think was gonna happen? You put a bomb in the bottom floor of a government facility. Now reality hits you, testing your moral agility. Listen, by now you should be like 6 hours away. Find a cheap hotel, rest, and hold your thoughts at bay. See, you're not just on the hunt for people in general, but also from yourself. Stealth you must be from your mental. Tomorrow's a big day. You gotta cross the border. Hide out in Mexico for 3 months and no shorter. Keep tabs on the progress of the investigation. The news broadcast, but now they blamed it on the Arab nation. Things will die down soon. You'll be in the clear. 3 months become 6 months. 6 becomes a year. People's attention turned to more important things. Congratulations, you have been successful.
Let's retrack our steps and look deeper into the mission. The bomb was just a song, a foundation. Nothing was missing, it could blow up, no fingerprints. Cause the fans and the media try to dig through the past and try to prove that you're fake. The government building is the club and the DJs are the detectives inspecting your shit to see if it's a record they wanna be repping. The escape is how not to let all this shit go to your head. The janitor that you killed was another MC instead. But you didn't use a gun, your song was just hotter than his. And the tracks are the people that died when the bomb was detonated.
Close so you don't go down. There's a bomb in your city, in your town. Gun down, it's gonna blow in a minute.
fascinating, cause I've never been to Satan. But hardcore administrating, gangbang affiliating. MC Winner had you wildin' on the phone in a whole half a gallon.
Get your dialing.
911 emergency, you can tell him. It's my son, he's hurt, man, he's a felon.
Say nice things about Nickelback. Things have a way of coming back around. The playlist provides. What was this on? This is on like the next Friday sound? I mean, not obviously this, but this Ice Cube plus all the other living members of NWA. It's on, like, the next Friday soundtrack, or, like, the Friday after next, whatever. Or, no, this was just on Ice Cube's album. There was another, like, potential NWA reunion track that was on a soundtrack, but I think this was actually just on Ice Cube's album. Yeah, no, this mashup was definitely on the Friday after next soundtrack. It's a whole thing. The whole soundtrack, Friday after next, real crazy. Rundgren's all over that Friday After Next soundtrack. It's, rapping over some Chuck Person beats, you know, just real wild shit. Double haystack. It's too much haystack. There's too much haystack on this playlist.
Check studio. I'm so not with it, cause I gotta hustle it. Won't permit it.
Ice Cube, big fan of, you know, the Ginkgo Biloba, you know, just smart drinks.
You know.
He's drawing my pain with his finger.
Ah, yes.
Saying my life with his words. Caroling softly with his song. Caroling softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words.
Carpool time is over. It's time to get into the carpool lane and live. Perfect song gets in the hands of a true artist. I know I've said that before. I know you know that's my favorite thing. Yeah. Yes. You're doing it. You've somehow recorded a softer version of like the most fucking limp dick song on the planet. If it was about Minecraft, it'd have something, but you know.
after you.
You know, I think you're a fucking dick, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think we should settle this shit once and for all with a rap battle to the death.
Okay.
Do you think you can stop eating penis long enough to do that?
Probably.
Alright, let's do this!
Round one. Rap!
Fuck you! Can you shoot a little fucking bitch? You're gonna break your fucking spine and have to throw you in a ditch! Start up a fucking beat and drop a motherfucking face so I can shoot a load of rap you get all over your face! I'll bring you blast all like it was made of fucking straw, man! Shredding you up with the big effect with this claw hand! Can't be a
illegal thing to say to you all!
They both coming home with me, one from each of the ball! Like a bonus round, call your ass skin! Destroy my fucking more full of names and keys, die for! Your dick's 3 inches hard, I'm moving with a soft head! So what you gotta motherfucking say to me, Ken?
I really don't appreciate those things that you just said. To respect others, and sometimes words can be hurtful, and I just think that maybe, yo, an apology is in order.
Round two, rant. It's my on a suspicion you're gonna want a position. Only morticians are the one that help the future conditions. Cause we won't
go fuck yourself. Be in some kind of dead zone here. It's not playing. Come on now. Oh, come on now. Come on now. What the fuck am I doing? What am I doing? Maybe if I force quit this, relaunch this, and go back in here. Push this and push this. What do you say? We're just in a bad spot. What he did, for the music he made, for the music he's probably still making.
Yeah.
shit! Wiz Khalifa's up first. Wait, what is this? Good music. It shouldn't even be on this playlist. It's too good. that was just like a part of the song for a sec there.
Mario, come on, let me get that bacon, egg, and cheese right quick.
Shout out to Mario, Master Chief, look. Triple H, Mega Man.
I flip. Today's paper, Kate is made.
Awesome Possum. Sephiroth. Shit is like
my name is Lee, I'm a lobster dad.
Shit is the worst. They're fucking sub like they owe the Lonely Island money for all the fucking shit they're trying to steal from them. But they're so much fucking worse. I like Lonely Island. I think they are talented rappers. And genuinely funny, but they also have a love for hip hop that comes through in the music that they make, whether it's direct references or just indirect vibe. And this that shit sounds like a fucking. That shit sounds like it was written at a Klan meeting or something. It's just like fucking. Come on. Maybe that's a little harsh. I don't know. But it's... Made it home. I got my skunk repellent here. Maybe I shouldn't open this in the car. I think it's sealed. I'm gonna go spread that around and hope for the best. Wish me luck. And I'll be back on the road on Friday. See ya.